Revenue Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees all things new. I am Faith Abanyo and I'm streaming from Quezon City. You are watching part 3 of the Philippine Marketing Association on TNC Express. Welcome once again, and I thank you for being here with us. If you are a business person or involved in business in any way, or you would like to be in business, then this show is for you. Marketing is one skill and one skill set that we know that you should be mastering to bring your products and services to the market. And that is why us in the Philippine Marketing Association believe that we should engage the entire business community, because to be able to get out of this pandemic, we should all be behind each other in all of the skills that we need. So yes, we are coming together today. We have a very important event that is happening tomorrow, and we would like you to get to know this event and get to know about us. I have 5 very, very capable individuals with me this afternoon, and we would like to share with you this very relevant happening for all of you. First up, I would like to introduce the leadership of the Philippine Marketing Association. This gentleman that I'm going to call is currently the sitting president of the Philippine Marketing Association, as well as the EVP of the PhilStar Media Group. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lucien D. Tioco.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, Faith, once again.
It's great to have you back. It's great to see you back. Our preparations are on a high speed right now, no, Lucien?
Yes. Full speed ahead. Excited about tomorrow's event.
Excited ka na?
Super excited.
Super. All right. Thank you, Lucien. We'll get back to you in a bit. Let me introduce this lady who is sharing this project for us. She is the founder of Live Clean and president of Pure Essentials Specialist Corporation. She was also 2016 president of the Philippine Marketing Association. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Pinky Yee.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Tuned into the new channel, and good afternoon, Faith. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
How are you feeling, Pinky? Tomorrow is the day.
Yes, as Lucien mentioned, we are full speed ahead. We're on the final home stretch of the preparations, as our digital production team and the secretariat, you know, are doing final work for tomorrow.
To ensure that everyone gets to experience a seamless conference.
That's right.
Wonderful. And this gentleman helped us to put up a wonderful program. He is the COO of X-Link Events, and the chair of programs for Reimagineering the Future of Marketing, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Orly Ballesteros.
Good afternoon, guys, and happy to be back in the new channel. Thank you.
Thank you for all of your work, Orly. And with him, with us, is his better half. Better, remember, the word is better. Who is heading exhibits for the conference? Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Excellent Events, as well as the head of exhibits for Reimagining the Future of Marketing, Ms. Michelle Ballesteros.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having us here again for TNC. And we would like to invite you all to experience the Reimagineering Expo Atrium starting tomorrow. Of course, the conference is also very exciting. So later we will have a demo on how we will navigate the whole virtual event site as well as the sponsors and exhibits in this event.
Perfect. And to help us out, of course, no? Our technical team, our partner, our technical partner, production partner is working full time right now. And we have one of them with us, a business development manager of Vernew. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wynn Bizon.
Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, thanks for having us in the TNC, the new channel. Yeah, it's my first time here. And yeah, I'm here to, I'll assist Ma'am Mitch later to show you around the virtual venue. So magandang hapon sa lahat ng viewers po.
Magandang hapon and thank you for all of the hard work, Win. All right, so let's do this. So the past 2 days we've been discussing the conference, how did it come about, what thought processes were there, and we also discussed day one and day two, and we found out how heavy, how relevant, how meaningful, and what what lessons that they can look forward to. But then that's just day two, first and second day. We still have day three. It's a 3-day conference after all, and that's what we are going to talk about today. So let me ask Pinky, as chair of the conference, you have a keynote speaker that we are looking forward to, as in world-renowned. Okay, so tell us about it, Pinky. Go ahead.
Well, he is recognized by World Marketing Congress as the 100 of the most influential marketing gurus in the world. And he is not other than Mr. Hermawan Kartajaya. So he will be talking about Marketing 5.0, Technology for Humanity. So if I'm allowed a few minutes to explain what his keynote address will be, it's very relevant for students, the academe, and most especially business and marketing professionals as a whole, So let's just trace back a little bit. The Industrial Revolution was what we call, 1.0. And so from the Industrial Revolution, we went to products-driven marketing, and that's 2.0. 3.0 brings us to values-driven marketing. So more than selling and making products, we transform these two customers and into the human spirit, making sure that the products being created in the factories turn into brands. Because after all, people do not buy products, people buy brands. And, this was the insight from Philip Kotler and Hermawan Kartajaya way back when. And then Marketing 4.0 brought us to the digital revolution, moving from traditional marketing to digital marketing. And we've seen the advent on how social media played in a major role into moving, from digital to social marketing. And then we saw, again, because of digital, the advent of information and how the Internet of Things and big data has come into play. And now we are brought to Marketing 5.0. And that is technology for humanity. And this is when Mr. Hermawan Kartajaya will take us to the thought that humans still add considerable value to technology-driven marketing. And I'm just going to use some terminologies here that might sound alienating, but relevant when we see its actual application. We will see data-driven and agile marketing, plus three applications based on predictive, contextual, and augmented marketing. So kahit anong technology pa yan, at the end of the day, humans still play a big factor because we are here for a purpose. So it's still people that control, the consumption of data, control the analysis of the data, and therefore, what are we in existence for? It's for a higher purpose. And the last day's theme being purpose-driven marketing, it is so appropriate that Hermawan Cartajaya is our keynote speaker. So I hope everyone, that's just, a little bit of sample flavor to see, give everyone an idea of what Hermawan will talk about. So I hope that all of you are excited to listen to his entire presentation.
Ako, I am, no? Given what we have been experiencing the past 2 years, we realize that it is a huge world after all. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens in one part of the world actually affects everyone else, and no one is exempted. So this is going to be a very insightful for sure. And Hermawan has been, we've been following Hermawan, us in the PMA, no? We've been following him. And he has been very, very insightful.
And marketing learnings from the pandemic, I am sure he will give us insights that business leaders and department or division heads can really take back, or entrepreneurs can take back into their workplace and craft new strategies and programs that will be for the future.
I agree. Totally. But that's just the first part of day three. There's a lot more in day three, Deva. So thank you, Pinky, for that discussion. I'd like to now call on Orly, being the head of the programs, to tell us what are the other things that they can learn on day three. Orly?
Yes. Thank you, Faith. They say that content is king, marketing is queen. So the topic is amplifying the ROI of marketing, of your content marketing. Because the more that you can deliver the ROI, the more pronounced that content is really indeed king. And we have speakers like Patrick Silveta, co-founder and growth director of AberPH, Jay Beltran, head of sales and marketing of Digital Advantage Corp, or SM Advantage, SMAC. And after that topic, we have Better Marketing Strategy, a value-based guide to exceptional performance. The speaker is Ms. Rosemary Rafael, chairwoman and president of Airspeed Group of Companies. And another speaker, the power of purpose-driven marketing to drive change and business success, by Ms. Pia Gonzalez-Colby, chief marketing officer of Globe. And for the last speaker, I'm turning over the floor, of course, to our president, Presco. Okay?
Or Lucien. I wonder why Orly asked you to take care of the very last speaker. Since very last speaker yan, obviously, hard-hitting din yan, di ba? Sige, Lucien, tell us a little more about this closing, the last speaker.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that the person that we picked to close the conference would none other be Donald Lim, who's been Mr. Digital Transformation himself. And why Donald Lim? Because he has been around the industry for quite a long time already. He's been from media, he's been to the agency side, he's been to the client side, and he has created so much insight and groundbreaking thoughts about the industry. And it would be perfect for Donald to close the conference, primarily because of the 3 days that we have discussed thoroughly about the future of marketing. It's really amazing that even our show here on the new channel takes us three three shows to explain the full content of the three-day conference. So it's really perfect for Donald to really close the conference. And I'd also like to pick something that I'd like to quote him, actually, because he has really something insightful in relation to what he's going to say on his closing remarks. He says that the pandemic is a wake-up call, a call to order on how we are treating the world and the people around us. It is to remind us that as humans, we have infinite powers to reach our dreams, but we have finite energies, time, and resources. And that is why we should also have to take care of our people that surround us and the world that we live in. Let us take advantage of the great pause. Like how we build our, how do we hold our breath so that we can take our next breath. By then, we are ready. A whole new world awaits. Diba? Ang ganda?
Ganda. Parang napakanta ako. A whole new world.
Nakikituwit ako.
Sama ka ba, Pinky? No, but yeah. Seriously. He is so right. No, this is a great pause. I remember at the start of the pandemic, March 2020, we had one of the very first online webinar. No, PMA did one of the very, very first online webinar to address all of the concerns, all of the ano ba, the difficulties that we've been faced because of the pandemic, di ba? And I remember sinabi niya, lahat ng plans ninyo, itapon nyo na yan. Diba? Itapon nyo na. It's time to rewrite. And even if you have been rewriting, as we get out of the pandemic, I am sure we are still rewriting. So, perfect itong conference natin to as a basis for the rewrite. Diba? So, thank you. Maraming salamat, Lucien and Pinky, for allowing the Philippine Marketing Association to have an event such as this. Thank you so much for
that. We owe this to the industry.
True. Very true. The industry is the one that's our purpose, no? That's our reason for being. Great. All right. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if that excites you, all right, if all of those things excite you, if purpose is something that you live for, then join us. Go to our website, philippinemarketing.org, and register right now. And then come back. Come back because we're going to still be here talking about the conference, right? Reimagining the future of marketing. Register at philippinemarketing.org. But there's more. It's not just learnings. You can actually meet some new marketing partners in our exhibit. So I'd like to go to our exhibit head, Mitch, to tell us about the exhibit.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Because we're in the new world right now and the virtual experience is the new human experience now, we have transformed the exhibits, the expo, for our companies and our members, our sponsors to still promote even online. This virtual expo will engage with you. The sponsors that we have gathered will be here to still promote their industry and, of course, help still give jobs to the companies that are supporting the marketing industry. You know, as Extinct Events being an organizer for 22 years, and experiencing all of this, I myself is still amazed on how the virtual world is transforming everything. But it is safer to go on virtual because this is the new human experience now. And to engage you, all those who will visit the expo atrium of our microsite, reimagineeringphilippinemarketing.org, the 51st marketing conference of Philippine Marketing Association. I'd like to call on our partner, Verniu, to demonstrate with us how we can navigate and go virtual and experience still on how to engage with our supporters and exhibitors, sponsors in our new normal of having the Expo Atrium right at the 51st National Marketing Conference. So when can we have it?
Yeah.
How is it to navigate in our event site?
Yep, I can ask the admin to place my screen, my shared screen on the screen there. So there I have it.
I'm sharing. We have it. Our lobby, which contains all our sponsors and supporters for this event. You can have the, if you're interested to become a member and be one of us in the Philippine Marketing Association, you can go direct to the Philippine PMA membership button, okay, from which you can engage with the secretariat and they can give you a form so you can be one of us, the marketeers, Filipino marketeers, still fighting for the new normal so that we can make our experience even virtual more exciting and meaningful. And okay, aside from that, in the lobby, we have the Journey Tracker. At the Journey Tracker, you can experience chatting and with other buttons also and other supporters of our microsite. We call this microsite na ngayon. If there's an event site in the physical, we transform it into this virtual site so we can have our own event site. From the Journey Tracker, you can chat, you can engage with others, so you can also know what's happening in the other buttons or in the other facilities of our microsite. Aside from that, of course, if you want to engage with our supporters and sponsors, we have our very own supporter, Metro Bank. So how do we engage with them? Win.
Yeah, just click on, since Metro Bank is one of the top major sponsors, and as you see, I just click their button from the main lobby, and then it's going to open to their booth. But you can also access it later. I can show it also via the Expo Atrium, but here's one way. So there, once you click on their logo, you'll be able to see them.
Yeah. All the buttons there, if you click that, you can experience their facilities, their website, even their sales representative, right, Win?
Yep. You just need to click with your room, and then you'll be able to
real time. So long as you're in within the operating hours, which is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So while you're navigating the microsite of this event, you can also go to the other sponsors that are there. The Expo Atrium contains all of them, including the exhibitors.
Now let's go there.
Yes. Beautiful. But if you are paying for the conference for you to learn, diba? Ayan. Those are the exhibitors. Apple natin. Okay. Those are the exhibitors, the Expo Atrium. Yan. We've converted everything into virtual because BX is the new HX. Tandaan po natin yan. Walang kawala na makapag-promote yung mga companies kasi we need to continuously help assist our members and our supporters on how they can promote their businesses so we can continue giving jobs to people and our economy will still run even in this pandemic. So we have SM Supermalls, Globe, of course, the Metro Bank. Yan. It's like you're still in the event. Kaya lang, virtual nga lang, di ba?
We transformed it. We put it online, you know. We put it online.
Yes.
So yeah.
We transformed everything, para we can bring the event right at their home, di ba? Yung ating mga viewers, yung ating mga invited visitors for the expo and exhibits.
Yes, that's right. Thank you so much, Mitch. Thank you for giving us a view of what to expect with the exhibit. That's our beautiful lobby, which they can navigate. All of the things that they need that's important for them. There's a networking site, there's an expo atrium, you can learn more about the association, and of course you could come into the experience hall, which is the learning station. All right, thank you so much, Mitch, and thank you so much, Win. I see that you have a lot of these brands, no? Lucien and Pinky, would you like to tell us who is supporting us in this endeavor that we have?
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge our sponsors. No, Mitch already mentioned some of them. So for our gold sponsors, we have Globe and SM Supermalls. And we also have the following as sponsors: the Tourism Promotions Board, Robinson's Land Corporation, Metro Bank, Vista Land, Federal Land, JNT Express, and Samgyup Sarap. Samgyup Masarap. And we have premier media partners in the Philippine Star, Business World, and GMA7. And for media partners, thank you, the new channel, DOOH, Manila Times, United Neon, Home Radio, Punto, Light TV, Adobo Magazine, and the Philippine Daily Inquirer. So as you can see, Faith, our even media partners are from different touch points. We have traditional advertising as well as, you know, the digital media companies have also come on board to support our conference.
So that's right. That is so true. Different media companies from different platforms, no, representing right. Different platforms.
Yes.
Thank you so much to all of them for allowing this conference to reach as many people, as many marketers and business owners as possible. Mm-hmm. Guys, I hope that we have excited you. All right. So I'd like now to close out the program. I'd like everyone to give us a short invitation to all of our watchers, to our viewers, our listeners. No, let us let them know that you're inviting them to the conference, please. Maybe let's start with Win. Win, please.
I'd like to invite all the TNC viewers to, as I showed you a snapshot of the virtual venue earlier, and teaser lang, but if you really want to get your hands or your mouse with trying to navigate our venue, and definitely please register for the Philippine Marketing Association National Marketing Conference so you can see how Vernew pivoted and powered the PMA NMC online. So yeah, I hope to see you there tomorrow.
Salamat, Win. Salamat, Vernew. Mitch, may I ask you to give an invitation to everyone?
Yes. Experience the virtual reimagining the 51st National Marketing Conference of the Philippine Marketing Association, and engage with our sponsors and exhibitors. So let us help all these companies that supporting this virtual event achieve their goal of engaging with more visitors in this event site. So don't forget, po, this coming January 18 to 20, visit the expo and learn from the conference of the reimagining. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mitch. And of course, your better half, Orly, please.
Yes. I'd like to use Seth Godin's quote, yung sa this is marketing, Seth Godin. Sabi niya, marketing is our quest to serve and make changes to those people that we serve. And we do this by understanding the irrational forces that drive all of us. The reimagining of marketing, where the marketing professionals gather, is our way of understanding our consumer, the irrational forces and behavior of our consumer, and all the brilliant minds na in front of you, plus others that are part of the board and the committee, are brilliant minds that tries to understand the irrational forces and the changing consumer behavior. Kaya naman po, please visit us or join us tomorrow. The 3-day event is great for your business and for you as a marketing professional.
Beautiful, Orly. It may be irrational, but they're identifiable, and because they're identifiable, we can control them. Beautiful. Thank you. May we ask our chairman, Ms. Pinky,
in the first month of the year, January, do you want to be inspired? Do you want to be ready with tools and strategies and on how to reboot for the future? And it's not just the future of marketing. It's the future of business, whatever size of company you're in, or whether you are in the academe or just a student of the world. I'd like to invite you to listen to all the conference speakers as well as the keynote addresses going to be made by regional and international speakers as well as notable and respected leaders from the Philippines. And so be ready for an insightful and thought, much thought was put into this. So I hope you too, I hope that all of you will come and join and sign up in the Reimagining the Future of Marketing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pinky. Before we go to our president, I'd just like to give a shout out to some of the people who have made their comments. No, Rodora, who's a PMA member and who's going to be joining us on tomorrow, is here watching us. Hi, Ms. Rhoda. Tobio Yukihira is looking forward to Reimagineering. So I hope you register. And of course, also Love Santiago. Maraming salamat, Love, for your warm comment. We hope to see you in tomorrow's conference. Lucien, please, our president.
Okay, to our viewers, our friends, our partners, I'd like to invite you to register right now to the philippinemarketing.org and look for the National Marketing Conference, register, and make sure that we'll see you tomorrow in the event. It will be a great session of 3 days of learning and realization. As Donald said, we're currently in the great pause, and there's so much realizations that has happened. And this is the perfect time for us to plan for our future, not only the future of marketing, but our future. And after the 3 days, we guarantee you that there will be a lot of learning and inspiration that you can draw from. And hopefully you come out to be a driver of change.
A driver of change, definitely. Each and every one of us is, if we take on that responsibility. And we are giving you that opportunity to be a responsible driver of change with this conference. So we do hope that you join the Philippine Marketing Association as it stages the 51st National Marketing Conference, Reimagining the Future of Marketing. Actually, it's not just the future of marketing that we are reimagining. As Lucien said, it is our future. It's all in our hands. So ladies and gentlemen, let's all do this together. Maraming salamat po. That is PMA on TNC, the special edition for the Reimagining the Future Conference. We hope to see you there. Once again, the website is philippinemarketing.org. Go to the website. See you tomorrow. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Bring the entire barangay. Sama-sama tayong lahat. Thank you so much. This has been Faith Abanyo from the Philippine Marketing Association. See you all tomorrow. Bye.
Dear fellow marketers, I hope you are all safe and well. As we traverse the road to recovery, it is imperative that we as brands continue to pivot and address the ever-changing needs of our consumers. According to the consumer trend research by Cadence International, 58% of Asia-Pacific consumers believe it is important for brands to lead meaningful initiatives in their communities. Gone are the days when it's all about profit. Everything should be preceded by purpose. This is a time wherein brands can play a bigger role in the lives of consumers to add value beyond products. As marketers, This poses a challenge to us to find that sweet spot to drive growth for the company and value for the people. With this, I'd like to invite you all to the 51st National Marketing Conference with the theme of Reimagineering, the Future of Marketing on January 18th, 2022. Let us all take this opportunity to learn from each other on how we can strategically utilize digital tools, trends, and data to innovate on how we do marketing. So looking forward to see you all soon.